Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You said that you're not getting much guidance. Everything's kind of up in the air. Just talk about what's going on as far as you're concerned with hair salons and what you're able to do.
Well, this whole thing goes back to the beginning of lockdown, self-isolation. We were told by the governor, Andrew Cuomo, that we had to close our barbershops back in March. So we did. I received an email saying that under my license from the state that we were mandated to close. Shortly after that, I filed for unemployment, pandemic unemployment, and that was a whole mess of things, basically leading into my point that we do need to get back to work, because as of today, I've only received 3 of the weeks that I've been owed for unemployment. One of the weeks didn't include the $600 that they said, so I have no idea what's going on with any of that. The whole system is a huge mess as far as like providing unemployment to people in need and small business owners that were mandated to close, which you would assume if you tell a business they have to close their doors, you would find a way to compensate them. I've basically gotten scraps from all that. I'm owed like 11 or 12 weeks at this point. So, and like I said, I've only received like 3 weeks and plus 1 week that didn't include the extra $600. Regardless, I feel I should have gotten the whole thing by now, which that would help me in reopening my business. And at this point, the money that I received was only enough for me to survive as a human. So kind of trying to figure out like where the money's going to come from and what we're going to do as far as meeting the guidelines that they're going to release. I've heard a lot of rumors as far as like a lot of PPE, disposable capes. You know, that's all investments that we're going to have to make in order to reopen, or else we're going to be, you know, fined or shut down by the state if we can't meet that criteria. I feel like at this point, there should have been some sort of letter sent to people with license in the state, like previously telling us to close. There should be something that's coming out letting us know when we can open. But I haven't received anything of the sort. I haven't received any sort of guidelines. All I know is we are included in phase two, which I'm expecting will be the beginning of June. If we meet the 14 days of decline or whatever we said, if there's a day where that goes up, it's going to be postponed until there's 14 consecutive days. So, it's really up in the air at this point. No one really knows for sure if we're going to be able to open in early June or if you know, this is going to be extended out longer. And like I said, if we are opening in early June, I haven't heard anything about guidelines or, you know, received any sort of information on that either. So,
yeah. That's really puts you in a tough situation because you don't even know exactly what to prepare for. What are you guys doing to prepare, even though you don't really know how to prepare?
So, I mean, I'm just basically using my common sense, which I feel the state lacks. I have 7 barbers that work under the Dark Horse brand, and each and every one of us is ordering enough capes, reusable capes, to cater to each client that we take every day. So if we have 8 clients a day maximum that we're going to be using, opening our schedule for, we're going to have, say our schedule allows for a maximum of 8 clients a day, that person is going to have 8 brand new washed capes at the start of every single day, and each client will receive a brand new cape to be used. That was a lot of money. Those capes are about $12 each. Not to mention the cheaper ones are all sold out and come from China. So I'm ordering American-made capes from a company that I order my American-made products from. They're based in California. So I had no choice but to get the little bit more expensive ones to get them here on time in case this does happen. I ordered about 60 of those, which is quite expensive. And then I had to order everyone a couple packs of gloves. So everyone's getting disposable gloves, like nitrile gloves. I had to order from the company that I'm ordering the capes from, I had to order a bunch of hand sanitizer so that everyone has 2 12-ounce bottles of hand sanitizer just for opening, just to make sure we have that for a while. Masks, I ordered 150 masks on Amazon that should be delivered around the beginning of June. Which if clients show up without one before they enter the door, I'm going to give them, you know, a mask. And I had to order a temperature gauge, a thermometer where you put up to the person's forehead and you check the temperature. That was like $80. I had to order that. I ordered 2 of those because I have 2 locations. So, I mean, there's even more hand soap. I had to get a lot of hand soap. I had to stock up on barbicide disinfectant for it's a barbicidal and a germicide. I stocked up on that. I got like 6 bottles for each location, just to be, you know, just to kind of give us a buffer and so we can see what's going on. And when we start getting some money rolling back in, order some more stuff. Right now, I'm squeezing blood from stones. Like, I don't really have much to work with, but what I do have to work with, I'm trying to get as prepared as possible.
And speaking of preparation, are you guys taking appointments right now in anticipation? I know some locations are. Is that what you're doing? Or since you don't really know what day, it's kind of hard to make an appointment. What are you guys doing as far as clients go?
So I opened up my schedule for the first Wednesday in June, just for now. I'm hoping that, you know, within the next couple of weeks approaching that date, I will hear something from the state. But like I said, I have zero faith in that. They'll probably tell us the day before or the day of, who knows at this point. So I'm just leaving that date open, and if something changes, I'll just contact everyone and let them know. Unfortunately, their appointments cannot be fulfilled, and you know, we're going to be pending a further opening date, and we'll let them know when they can rebook.
Is there a saving grace in this? I know this has been an incredibly difficult time for you and, you know, pretty much everyone across the country, really. But is there a saving grace in knowing that there has been so much demand for hair care that you feel like you'll kind of hit the ground running when you'll get back, that there'll be a lot of demand for your service when you get back. Do you feel that way at all, or is it just kind of, you know, all a blur?
No, I do. I do think people are realizing how important we are. And, you know, I think another thing that we realized is we are far cleaner than most of the essential shops that are businesses that were allowed to stay open. I can guarantee you that we're 100 times cleaner than the Tim Hortons drive-thru that everyone's going through every day getting their coffee. I've been through the drive-thru. I see them use the same pair of gloves to take our credit cards and hand us our food on repeat for every single customer all day. That, you know, that there has to be something said about that. And I just think it's absolutely absurd that me, a person that went to school for a year to learn how to prevent these things from spreading and how to, you know, safely operate and prevent the spread of any sort of virus or pathogen or bacterial infections, I had to take a test from the state in order to be able to operate and function. Not to mention, I had to qualify for a license just to open up a salon or barbershop that says that I'm qualified to practice in a safe manner and prevent the spread of these things. You see places like Tim Hortons with, you know, people that are just hired, putting in an application, they're hired and then they go to work and they're working in food and they're dealing with our food and the general public all day and not taking the proper precautions. Someone like me going through the drive-through, I can see the cross-contamination happening in front of my eyes. And to think that something like that was deemed essential and was allowed to stay open, but my barbershop couldn't take extra precautions to make sure that what we're trained to do, we're allowed to do, and we're allowed to safely do it, because I'm going to tell you the truth, there's not one person that goes through barber school or cosmetology school that doesn't learn about cross-contamination, that doesn't understand it somewhat. Even that, like I said, is much more than the half the businesses that were allowed to stay open during this. They have no training in that stuff at Tim Hortons. I'm just going to go ahead and say they probably don't know how to prevent that, in which we do. We spend time in school doing that. So I personally don't think we should have been closed. I think that we should have been allowed to remain open. But the fact that we were closed and people did get a chance to realize, like, wow, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of weird that these places are closed, that these barbershops and salons are closed, but these businesses are allowed to remain open. It opened people's eyes to not only how important we are, but how much cleaner we actually are than most businesses and how important we are in our training and our knowledge of preventing the spread of this stuff. So I personally think we should have been open this whole time, but it wasn't our decision. It was the governor's decision, and I don't know what information it was based upon, but he makes his choices and we just follow. So hoping that when we get back to everything, you know, we'll have an opportunity to catch up for a while and get our bills paid, and hopefully, you know, our American dream doesn't fail because of this whole thing.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.